Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Wednesday, October 23rd, 2024. Have your host, James J. Maloff, here. At 4:30 today, we're going to speak with our friend Lisa from the ODC, talk a little bit with them about some of the great events they have coming up. Right now, we want to welcome into the studio our great friends, of course, from Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. A big shout out to them. Do yourself a favor. Go to your search bar on YouTube, type in Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, and subscribe to the great work that they are doing. And our good friend Lance Plummel, Wood County Board Chairman, joins us right now with an update on Wood County. Lance, always good to have you in studio. Thanks for being here.
And James, just like you said, it's always good to be here as well. Appreciate the opportunity.
Want to dive right into it. We got a lot to talk about today, Lance. Certainly diving into the big one out there, voting. And as a reminder to everybody, we're so close. We're rounding third. We're almost a home base. We're almost done with the ads and all the jargon and all of this. And I make a joke about this to kind of segue into it. But I personally believe that voting is a responsibility and something that we all should do. I'm not putting that on anybody, just my opinion, just my thoughts. I feel like freedom isn't free. I feel like we live in the greatest country in the world, and that comes with, you know, things that are asked of us to live in this country, and one of them is to keep democracy alive and to keep it healthy. One of the things that we try to do here at WFHR, that WFHR has done for over 80 years, is not only be bipartisan and be down the line, but also keep our audience informed. And I just want to remind everybody out there, myvote.wi.gov, you can go to civicmedia.us and get links to where you can go to find out more information. Lance, you are behind the scenes with a lot of this. How is everything building towards the big day, the Super Bowl, November 5th?
I had somebody say the other day, the most important day of the year is coming up. And I said, Election Day? They said, no, the last day all these commercials run. We can get back to normal. But, you know, I could use spicier language, but it really is a responsibility. And I always tell you, you know, if you don't vote, and I have people tell me that. They've said, I've never voted. And my exact words aren't don't complain, but that's what they are. That's what it means. You know, you have to get out there, and you really do a disservice to yourself, your community, and or your country if you don't research those issues. Now, I'm not telling anybody which way to vote. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, you know, to go out there, really do the research, and then get to the polls because you make a difference. You know, what amazes me the most, James, and oftentimes we just alluded to some opportunities I get occasionally with candidates, or I just know the people. Because we deal with them, whether they're incumbents, we deal with them in Washington, or whether we're talking to them as candidates, there's differences. But the one thing that always amazes me during this, I'll call it commercial season, is these commercials that come out and say, candidate A said, and I'll go, no, they didn't. I've met with them 100 times. Or candidate B did, and I go, they didn't do that either. So you really need to sometimes take a little deeper dive into than I watched TV. Like, listen to James on the radio. Get the real facts. But no, you really got to get out there. And you know, it isn't just the national elections. I mean, there's local issues, and you know, all politics is local. It starts at home. I don't care. It's not happening right now. It's not on the ballot. But I don't care if it's school board races, mm-hmm, or town boards, county boards. You really need to get out there and make your voice heard.
You know, and you touched on something I really wanted to make sure to hit on. I think that a lot of people out there are certainly going to know candidates that are running for certain positions and everything. And as Lance touched on, be informed, understand these people inside and out when you're going into that booth. But I've heard from a number of listeners that one of the things, panicking almost of, well, wait a minute, what about referendums and things like that that are on the ballot? You can find out all that information. You can do your homework and be prepared for this beforehand. And when it comes to what Lance is talking about, I just want to hit home that part of it. These referendums are vital and important to our communities, and researching those are just as important as researching these candidates.
Yeah, you know, we got a really big one coming up as far as referendums go in Wisconsin Rapids right now, and that's the ATV-UTV one. Yeah. And I'm not telling anybody how to vote, but I can tell you, you know, we researched this as a county for years, and we were way behind in getting on board and using that as an economic development tool and a tourism tool. And frankly, you are not going to have any more super large industrial, you know, employers that hire 3,000-4,000 people. It doesn't exist anymore. And you say, what are the greatest attributes we have in Wood County? And one of those is tourism. And what has, you know, spurred tourism the last number of years? It is ATV, UTV usage. And I hear people say, I'll call it the non-fact. Well, they'll run up and down the street and cause problems. And I say, you know, a lot of the UTVs today cost $50,000. Mm. You know, they have all the attributes that a car does. And more importantly, they're less, you know, you hear they're inherently unsafe. Well, not compared to a motorcycle or a moped or maybe a horse and buggy. And so, you know, we took the perspective in the county is, you know, we're going to open our roads up and we'll deal with a problem if it occurs. And we didn't invent that wheel. Mm-hmm. You know, we looked at what was successful in communities all across the state. And you know, I can give examples like Lafayette County, where they built hotels and resorts and other things. The Reedsburg area, where there's a dealership that had 1,400 units on the floor the other day because they're selling so many. Well, some of those are lawnmowers, by the way. But, mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of sales going on there, which spur sales tax and other development. So we're going to attract people to this area because of those recreational attributes we have. So I'm not telling you do one or the other, but I can tell you from a county's perspective, we looked at this and we said, is it inherently unsafe? And the answer was no. I was hoping we'd have an informational meeting yesterday at the city. That did not occur. And it would have given people the opportunity to ask those questions. You know, do you need to be licensed? Don't you? Do you need insurance? Don't you? All of those kind of things. So do your research. But that's, as James alluded to, that's an important issue that's out there on this ballot.
There's a number of people out there, too, that are actually asking me this before I had Mayor Zach in earlier or a while ago, because we were talking about this issue and there were people like, I see these signs. I don't know what this is for.
Yep.
And they live like two blocks away from my parents. There's a lot of people in the community that understand that this is going to be on the ballot, but what it is and what it's saying. And I talked about this in depth with Sheriff Becker the last time he was on this bill. And I was very honest with him on air, off air, and with the audience. I came into this with a perspective of no, not right away, because I wholeheartedly admit I come from a background. I've been into a lot of car accidents in my life when I was a kid, and it had a real number on me. I had lost an uncle to a drunk driver. I'm very sensitive to this issue, so I wholeheartedly admit that. And one of my concerns was that, and I asked Sheriff Becker point blank, is this something you think we have earned? And without blinking an eye, yes. Is this safe? Something without blinking an eye, yes, he believes this is. And I take his word very to bear.
Yeah, we researched this. This isn't something we just said, hey, this would just sounds fun.
So we don't have enough of this in society. I'm owning this, that I could have been wrong on this issue. Well, I certainly needed to do my homework on it, talk to people that understand this issue better than I do, and I feel more informed on it, and I feel much better going in to vote for it.
Yeah, you know, research the issue. Whether it's that one, you know, we had some referendums on the last ballot, sometimes they're worded in a way that's so goofy, it makes it extremely hard to understand. And that's when you maybe need to call somebody who might be able to not tell you which way to vote, but at least tell you a yes vote means this, a no vote means the other, because they do occasionally get confusing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, this political season's coming to an end. I met with our county clerk, and we have one of the best in the state, Trent Miner. Trent's actually the president of their clerks association at state level. He works with local clerks to train them. And, you know, I can tell you locally in Wood County, I feel very comfortable that our elections are safe. They're secure, that the clerks do a great job, that Trent and his staff have done a wonderful job of working with those communities to make sure that everybody's, you know, in line, ready to go. And I heard early voting yesterday when it started was fairly robust in a number of locations. So that takes a little bit of pressure off
It's good.
At the polling place that day. Although I can honestly say I don't think I've ever waited, you know, an hour either. To vote. Yeah. I mean, might wait 5 minutes.
But we're pretty fortunate.
Yeah, but nonetheless, you never know what weather's going to bring. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, God forbid, a family emergency, or you're just sick that day. So that opportunity exists as well.
And encourage you to not only get in, if you're set on your decision, go ahead and get your vote in as early as you can now that you're able to. And when you're whether you're doing that now or on November 5th, treat our poll workers well. Treat each other with grace. Treat your fellow citizens with grace. Let's act like adults. Let's make sure that the kids that are seeing us act this way, they act that way when they get the chance to get into that booth.
You know, this is a really interesting topic because I had this conversation with somebody the other day, and they were convinced that elections were not secure. Mm. And I said, so what have you done about it? And they said, well, I complain about it. And I said, yeah, well, a lot of people do. I said, have you looked at being a poll worker? Mm-hmm. Have you thought about being a volunteer? Have you participated in any way? And the answer was no. And I said, it goes back to what we said. If you don't vote, don't complain about the outcome. And if you're concerned about some of those other things, maybe it's time to step up.
Yeah. You get what you put into life. Yeah. Anything we're talking about in life, you get what you put in. We put a lot into the new jail, and we've had some new news come up about that recently, Lance.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, jails are if you want to call it a necessity. I don't want to say an evil necessity, but it's a necessity.
It's a necessity.
There's other things we would much rather spend money on in the community that, in fact, develops economic expansion. Mm-hmm. That being said, though, we've had different boards. We've had sheriffs from all over the state. People visit our facility because it really is state-of-the-art, and it's a fantastic facility. I toured it about a week ago again. And yesterday they announced that we are looking at a ribbon cutting, kind of an open house on December 17th, and that is the third Tuesday of December. It would be, I think, immediately after the county board meeting is when they'd first open that up. And that way you'd have sheriff's department people there to answer questions. County board people might answer, be able to answer some of the other questions that, in regard to the financial obligations and how some of that work. But to see these different departments from around the state come over here and go, this would really help if we had something like this. Mm-hmm. And then I kind of laugh when I hear some now, because the cost is huge. Mm-hmm. But I've had others come in and say, geez, they're talking double. I wish we would have bought it. I always laugh when it was a deal. And I'm going, no, it was never a deal. But at the end of the day, it happened to occur at the right time. The bond rates when we started this project were under 3%. In today's world, as we look at it today, that's pretty cheap money.
Yeah.
And the cost to do this over 30 years was less than the cost of operating our current jail. So we're getting there. It's looking good.
You know, and all that is really, really good information. And like we've talked about a lot with this new jail, too, you can't put a price on the safety. And the safety for our officers, for the people, the clients in there, all of the above. It is about keeping not only our community safer, but that those in working in that jail and in that jail a lot safer too.
You know, you're right. You know, people always looked at the bad actor who's in jail, and they go, they deserve to be there, and probably most times rightly so. But we also have to look at protecting them, because there's a person who's occasionally incarcerated, prior to being convicted, prior to trial. And you need to assure their safety as well as the officers working within the jail. And then, some of the build out of that new facility allows for us to work on the education aspect with the people who are incarcerated. So when they come out of that jail, and keep in mind, those people that are in jail are there, a year or less. These are not, 30-year state prisoners or federal prisoners. You're hoping that after that amount of time with some training, financial, educational, and some of the other stuff, that they come out with a little different attitude and some tools that help them function in today's society.
That is the point of the judicial system. They come out and not go back. One of the first conversations I had with Sheriff Becker was about stopping the revolving door. This is how we stop the revolving door. This is one of the key ways we do it, is not only having a facility that's safer, having a community that also understands that people mess up in life. Unless, of course, anybody out there that is perfect. If you're listening and you're perfect, then may you know, not you. And by that, I mean my mom. But everybody else, of course, we are a society that is built on second chances. We are a society. We are a country. Man, as much as we love baseball and apple pie, we love a comeback. Yeah. Boy, do we love a comeback. And it's not just on a big celebrity level. It's on a local level, too, because these people are able to be taxpayers and contributors and add to our economy when they get out, if they do, act right. And, of course, have their accountability, because that is key to all of this. And it's great to hear that about December 17th. That's an exciting date to look forward to.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. Somebody said one time, if you don't know what the county does, you've probably lived a pretty good life. Because we do have the courts, the jails, the sheriff's department, human services departments, which deal with a number of issues, from child protective services to, those who have economic hardship. So if your only, contact with the courthouse is, you walked in and paid your taxes or something, it's probably a pretty good life. But there's a lot of services there. I'm just a shout out to, the sheriff's department has worked extremely hard on this project, obviously. And I'm amazed as I wear my other hat, and I travel around the country for the Counties Association. I can't believe how many people who sit in a similar seat to mine say, "You talk to your sheriff. You guys converse. It's not adversarial." I go, "Our sheriff and Sean Becker. You mentioned him several times today. If there's a big decision, oftentimes we'll have these conversations. Like, what do you think prior to making those types of decisions." Now, that's not a decision to arrest somebody, but the operational stuff. And at the end of the day, he can tell me I'm nuts, but the point is, those conversations take place, and they take place not only with the sheriff, but we just had the regional legislative breakfast at Mid-State a week ago. The thing I'm most proud of is, besides saying you talk to your sheriff, they go, you've talked to your state legislators? I go, yeah, probably one of them every day. Mm-hmm. You talk to the governor's office? Uh-huh. Communication is key to everything that we do. You know, Mayor Zacher. You know, and it gets confused. I laugh because, you know, you had Zach Vruwink and Matt Zacher. But yeah, sometimes it gets a little confusing. But the mayors we've had, whether it be down here in Wisconsin Rapids, up in Marshfield, or everywhere in between, we have these conversations, I don't want to say daily, but on every issue. It's never, I'm not talking to you. Listen to the radio shows just around us. You're going to find out that is not always the case. So thank you to all of those out there who work with us.
Speaking with Lance Plimo, Wood County Board Chairman. Lance, we had some news about Powers Bluff area as well. When to get to?
Yeah, that's tremendous facility out there. I mean, it's always been our winter sports area. Great place to go view, you know, nature. And there's a historic perspective up there with some of the Native American burial grounds. Mm-hmm. But over the last several years, we've been working on a world-class mountain biking system, basically. And it goes from I can go take my bike and my kids out there and I can ride, to some extremely difficult, you know, kind of single track stuff that the best off-road kind of bike people in the world would want to use. Mm-hmm. And then with one-time ARPA money, and you've heard about that, you know, nationally where different government levels of government were given dollars to do things. One of the things we were very cognizant of in Wood County is we were not going to spend this operationally. Mm-hmm. We wanted to have something that's going to be a legacy, that when you're all done, 30 years from now, when nobody knows who was on the board or what happened, they can go, oh, they didn't waste that money.
Yeah.
Here's what it is. So we've had tremendous build out there, and it's in the plans to have a shelter out there, a building, where we can move some of that activity that was off the top of the hill where more of the Native American concerns were to the bottom. Yeah. It'll be something that can be used year-round. So that, along with the parking lots, the roads, the access, tremendous facility. While that was getting done, one of the concerns we always have in campgrounds is summer storms. And we just finished a safe house at Lake Wazicha, just adjacent to the campgrounds there, where in the event of a terrible storm coming, it doesn't have to be just a camper.
Yeah.
But there's a safe house there that houses, I'd be lying if I said no the exact capacity, probably around 250 people.
Sure.
Can get in, where you can avoid some of the carnage that may occur if you're out. And that was another one of these things that was funded to a large extent with those kind of dollars. So at the end of the day, we want to be able something you could point at and go, that's what we did. We have a federally qualified health facility going in. That's a roughly round numbers, a $20 million project that the county has participated in that will provide medical care within the community. And those are all things you can see. So hopefully all these come to fruition. All those dollars have to be allocated by the end of this year, and they have to be spent down by the end of 2026. So big projects.
Yeah, and looking forward to hearing how they progress next time we get together and talking about those some more. I wanted to wrap up, Lance, with the last minute or two we had here. You had, I think, a fun opportunity recently to be a part of, to be at the debate, most recent Senate debate that we had with Tammy Baldwin, Aaron Hovde. How did that go?
Well, first of all, it's amazing how many cameras and how many people are at those events.
Yeah.
Held in TV studio in Madison, the most recent one, and usually they are. But the station itself is phenomenal. I remember as a kid being in college down there and looking at a building about the size of the radio station we're sitting in right now. And I walk in the other day and there is, you know, 10 desks, I don't know, hundreds of monitors, cameras everywhere, all remotely run.
Yeah.
And then there's only, and they brought in a panel of people to do the questioning, the top TV anchors from around the state. And there's 8 people there. You know, basically 3 who were friends of and or related to Eric Hovde, and 3 who were friends of or related to Tammy Baldwin and my wife and I. And we sat between them. I don't know if that was purposefully done, probably.
Yeah.
But it's a real opportunity not only to listen to the answers, to hear the questions, but to meet those people before and after, you know, whether it be in green rooms or others, where you really get to know the candidate. And that's why I tell people, if you have those opportunities to meet, to actually go talk to them. And candidates are usually always willing to do that. But I can tell you this too, our representatives, you can send all the letters you want, but if you make an appointment and show up in Madison to meet with somebody, or DC if you're out there, I have yet to have anybody ever turn me down.
Yeah.
And I never start with, I'm representing this organization, mm-hmm. and I'm their president. It's, could we talk?
Yeah.
And nobody ever says no. So yeah, those opportunities, you know, whether they're gubernatorial, senatorial debates, those are always fun to go to.
That's really cool to hear. I'm as a political junkie myself, I'm a little jealous.
As an equipment junkie, if you just looked at the technology,
that alone,
in these stations today, just blew me away. I mean, there's got to be, I don't know, 50 microphones and 20 cameras, and they're all, you know, every direction. Yeah, it's kind of amazing.
They did a great job with that, everybody involved in it. A real shout out to their moderator, Jill. I thought she was fantastic. She did, and I really love the way the WBA, the rules that they have. And I thought the candidates did very well. It was a really good debate. And it felt like an adult debate, too. That was nice to see.
It really was. And you know, and that was done by the Wisconsin broadcasters. They bring in those people from all over the state. Michelle Vetterkind is their executive director. And it amazed me. She knows every single person in broadcasting around the state. And
I go to introduce myself to her at the WBA Awards and everything. She's like, hello, James. How do you know who I am?
Amazing.
I'm nobody. How do you know who I am? She knows everybody. Yeah, she's good.
And they're so cordial. And I probably got 3 or 4 texts from her after the event going, did you enjoy it? You know, come back. Yeah, just really great people. You broadcasters are okay.
Lance, if people have questions, would like to know more about what we talked about today, how can they reach you?
Well, all of my information is on our Wood County website, because you won't remember it if I say it. But my email, my phone, my cell phone, it's all there. Just check on either my name, Lance Plimmel, or just look at Wood County. Every county board supervisor and every department head's information's up there, in some cases our pictures too.
WoodCountyWI.gov, WoodCountyWI.gov. And be sure to go to YouTube, type it in your search bar, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, subscribe to the great work that they are doing. We say a big thank you to them over there. Lance, thanks again for talking to us. We'll hang out again next month.
Thanks, James. Always appreciate it.
Well, and more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.